It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, for another exciting night of Lady Salukis basketball. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Rob, they are playing the KZ Westfield Lady Warriors tonight. KZ Westfield, always known for their athletic kids up there, and they've never not been a very unsuccessful team. They've always been successful in any sport they do, football, basketball, baseball, just the whole works. And it's going to be a tough matchup for the Lady Salukis here tonight.
Yeah, KZ Westfield, their girls basketball team has always been very competitive. And they come into this game with a record of 3-3. Red Hill is 2-4. So this could be a good matchup for the Lady Salukis. They only have a couple of seniors that I think are going to start. So we'll find out a little bit what Red Hill can do, especially if they get the ball into Kylie Richards. She could be a big factor in the game, especially if they can stay out of foul trouble.
Tonight's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Also, some other key factors for the Lady Salukis. Hannah Murray always getting the ball up and down the floor very quickly. Katie Moore shooting the outside shots. And as we saw in the JV game, Macy Schreer, whenever she's in there and she's wide open, she's not afraid to take the jumper from outside the three-point line.
No, and we might have mentioned in the JV contest, Red Hill won that game handily by a score of 26-10. It was 16-6 at the half and ended up with Red Hill winning the JV game 26-10. I think that's at least their third victory of the year. I know they've beaten, they beat Lawrenceville, and they beat Oblong, and I don't know if they played Palace. They played Palace, but I don't know if they had a JV game that night or not, but they've won at least, three games now.
So JV doing their best to keep ahead in their record, and great up-and-coming girls coming up through the JV team. So look for them next year to be a lot better.
Red Hill, I think their freshman group, they've got one of the better freshman groups that they've had. Not a lot of size, it doesn't look like, but they got some athletic ability and athleticism in that younger group coming up.
And we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio real quick to hear from our pregame sponsors. Pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Rich Memorial Hospital. We're back in 1 minute. We'll talk some more basketball. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
Pre-game brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Still awaiting the Lady Salukis to return to the floor. Looking into tonight's game, Lady Salukis, they don't switch it up too much on offense. They kind of stick with what they know. They drive the paint as much as possible, try and get it into Kylie Richards. And on defense, they just vary from time to time. They mostly stick man-to-man, but I'm not sure. We haven't seen them play much, but I'm not sure if they run a zone defense or not.
I think I've seen a couple times when they came out of the zone or maybe switched up during a game. But primarily, Tracy Gray wants to play the man-to-man defense. Offensively, ball movement, you know, moving side to side, get the ball reversal, try to get a good shot, and then also try to get it into Kylie Richards to take advantage of her size.
And they have plenty of agile girls that can get up and down the floor quickly. They try and get fast breaks as much as they can. And Hannah Murray, the ball handler, she moves the ball quickly around the horn and just tries to get those get that defense spread out a little bit more to get that to get it into Kylie Richards, as you said, or just set up a nice outside shot. And they usually can get those cross-court passes to each other, and that that gives them enough time to throw it up and get it in there.
The one thing, if you do make cross-court passes, a lot of kids, even the boys, they don't make strong passes a lot of times, and it chances the defense, especially against the zone, has a chance to react to it and either tip the ball away and get a steal or you know, make it difficult for the offensive players. You got to make strong passes. And cross-court passes and things like that are difficult, especially if you got a smaller team.
And looking at the height difference between the two teams out here as they kind of match up, it looks like it's going to be a little more difficult to get over-the-head passes here. As Red Hill, they're kind of averaging out about 4'8 or so. And out here for Casey, maybe around 5 foot, 5 foot two.
Yeah. They've got a 5'7", a 5'8", a 5'7", a 5'10", and a 5'6" starting. So a little bit of height there. If they play a man-to-man defense, it's a little bit different. You know, you can run your offense a little bit differently and do the dribble drive penetration sometimes.
So that trying to open it up down low and getting it into Kylie Richards is probably going to be one of their main goals tonight. Just trying to drive that lane and dump it down into her and really use her size difference.
See what Casey might get. They can be able to do against that type of a defense. Yes.
And we are just shortly away from tip-off time, so we will go ahead and send it back for a couple commercials here back at the studio, and we'll be right back with starting lineups and tip-off. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Citizens National Bank would like to say thank you this Christmas by hosting a Customer Appreciation Day at our Lawrenceville Banking Center. Please come in and join us on Friday, December 14th from 8:30 to 4 p.m. for refreshments, giveaways, and lots of festive cheer. Wishing you and your loved ones a safe and happy holiday season from all of us here at Citizens National Bank.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Sweet Teas and Sippin' in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sippin', is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sippin's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sippin'
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Tonight's pregame was brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Well, Rob, it's that time again. Let's go ahead and do the starting lineups.
Okay, for the KZ Westfield Lady Warriors, then we'll start Eva Richardson. She is a 5'7 sophomore. Jaylynn Riggleman, that's J-A-E-L-Y-N-N, Jaylee Riggleman, a senior at 5'8". Addie Squires, a 5'7 sophomore. Ashlyn Jones, a 5'10 senior. And Sydney Hall, a 5'6 junior. So it's Eva Richardson, Jalen Riggleman, Addie Squires, Ashlyn Jones, and Sydney Hall for the KZ Westfield Lady Warriors, who came into the game with a record of 3-3, and they're coached by Jerome Williams.
So a big height difference out there. 5'5 is their average height on the floor so far.
And for the Radio Lady Salukis, they'll start Katie Moore is a sophomore. We don't have their heights listed. Hannah Murray, a junior. Caitlin Bowersock, a junior. Senior Jaslyn Robinson. And the other starter, Kylie Richards, also a senior for the Radio Lady Salukis. They're 2-4 and are coached by Tracy Gray. And the assistant coaches are Jordan Tucker and Michaela Richardville.
So Kylie Richards and Jaslyn Robinson really the only two that are going to match up height-wise against these KZ Westfield Lady Warriors. Kylie Richards will be the jumper for the Lady Salukis, and jumping for the Lady Warriors will be Ashlyn Jones. Referee is getting everybody set. Whistle blown. Ball is up, and the tip-off is to the Lady Warriors. That is Riggleman. She puts up a five-footer and gets it to go from the sideline. First 2 points on the board within 10 seconds.
Yeah, that didn't take long, did it?
It did not. Hannah Murray gets the ball up court.
Looks like a zone.
Down in the corner to Robinson. Down low to Bowersock. Into Richards. Richards goes up strong and answers back with two. Lady Salukis is not wasting any time getting it up on the board quickly. Ball up court to Jones. Jones tried to go down low. And it is knocked out of bounds off the Lady Warriors. It will be Lady Salukis basketball. Murray, the point guard up the floor, gets over to Bowersock on the right side. Into the corner to Robinson, down low to Bowersock. Inside to Richards, no good. Tipped around, comes out to Katie Moore. She's going to drive the paint, put up a three-footer, no good. Robinson comes away with it. Put back is good. Lady Salukis with their first lead of the night, 4-2 with 7 minutes to go. Richardson gets the ball up the court to Hall. Hall dribbles right side, passes off to Riggleman. Riggleman brings it back up top to Richardson. Richardson over the left side to Jones. Jones looking inside on the left wing, gets it off to Hall, but she is called for the travel.
Yeah, took the ball at the top of the key there. Couldn't decide what she wanted to pass or drive to the basket.
So quick turnover there for the Lady Warriors. Lady Salukis get it across the timeline, off to the left side, this time to Moore. In the corner to Robinson, back up top to Murray. Murray over, swings it around to Moore on the right wing, back up top to Bowersock. She's going to pull up for three off the rim, no good. Ball batted around to Hall, she gets the rebound. Outlets there to Richardson, quickly up court. Stopped there by Hannah Murray. Goes into the corner to Hall, tapped out of bounds as Hall tried to pass it down low by Richards. It will stay Lady Warrior basketball. Lady Warriors inbounding under their own basket. Finally get in. Tipped away there by Hannah Murray. Picked up by Richards. She gets it up court quickly. She's going to hold up, pass it off to Murray. Murray dribbles, passes off to Bowersock. Bowersock back up top to Murray. Murray dribbles left side, gets it over to Moore. Moore on the left wing. Brings it back up top. They don't like it. Passing around a little bit, setting something up. Bowersock passes off to Robinson. It goes inside to Richards. Batted around. Joan Hall comes away with it. Outlets there to Richardson. She's going to slow it up a little bit. Passes off the right side to Hall. Hall's going to dribble right. Go up for a two-footer. No good. Ball rebounded there by Riggleman. Put up. No good. Got the rebound. Batted around there to Bowersock. She gets it up court quickly. Murray over to Moore. Back and forth. Murray's going to pull up for three at the top of the key. No good. Rebound comes away. Jones and or Riggleman and tapped out of bounds there by Murray. So it will be Lady Warrior basketball. A little back and forth there. Lady Salukis getting all over the court. Head coach Jerome Williams calling in a play. Squires with the ball. She's on the left wing here, looking for somebody open. Gets it up top to Richardson. She's going to try and take the screen. No screen there. She's going to pass off to Hall. Tried to go cross court there to Riggleman. Riggleman with the basketball, dribbling out near midcourt. Passes off to Squires. Squires up top to Jones that time. She passes off to Richardson, back to Jones. Jones goes down low to Squires. Squires goes up for a shot, got it to fall. All tied up 4-4 with 4:40 left to go here in the first quarter. Bowersock back to Murray. Murray goes left side to Moore. Moore cross court pass to Bowersock. Pump fakes. She tried to go baseline. Nothing there. Pass back up. Moore with it now. She's going to drive the lane. Passes off to Richards. She loses control. And Squires picks it up. Richardson with it now. She's going to bring the ball up the court slowly. Gets it across the timeline. Guarded there by Murray. Passes off to Squires. Squires goes down low to Riggleman. Riggleman puts up a shot. No good. Batted around. Robinson comes away with the rebound. Hands the ball off there to Murray. Murray going to bring the ball up slowly as she gets the play in from Coach Gray. Passes off the right side to Bowersock. Bowersock oops it in there to Richards. Richards tries to go strong, no good. Put back, rolls in.
Yeah.
Lady Salukis back up by two now, 6-4 on the Best Way Express scoreboard.
Well, you can see that they're trying to get it inside against that zone two, Kylie Richards.
Richardson dribbles right side, almost lost the ball there. She's going to go left side, pass it off there to Squires. Squires up top to Hall. Hall over to Riggleman. Riggleman dribbling left side, tried to go baseline, and foul called on the floor. Foul will go against number two, Katie Moore, her first, team first. Checking into the game for Sydney Hall will be Emma Mason. She's a 5'7 freshman for the Lady Warriors. Ball inbound to Richardson from just inside the three-point line. No good. Ball rebounded by the Lady Salukis. Kylie Richards comes away with it. She's going to hand it off to Hannah Murray just past the timeline. Murray dribbles over the right side to Bowersock.
He's called for travel.
It will be a quick turnover there with 3:10 to go here in the first quarter.
Each team now with three turnovers.
Only one foul so far in the game. Goes against the Lady Salukis. Lady Warriors, no fouls yet. Richardson passes off there to Mason. Mason dribbling back up top, guarded there by Robinson. Picks up her dribble. In trouble now. Gets help from Jones. Jones tries to go baseline. Shut down there. Blocked by Richards. Robinson comes away with the rebound. Hands off to Murray. Murray gets it across the timeline. Wanted to go left side, but it's going to go right to Bowersock into the corner to Robinson. Robinson back up to Murray, eyed the three, going to pass off, swing it around to Bowersock on the left wing now, back up top to Moore. Moore gets it back to Murray, trying to break this 2-3 zone. Bowersock with on the cross-court pass, put up an 8-footer, no good.
And a foul on the rebound being Kylie Richards over the back, her first and team second.
2:26 left to go in the first quarter. Checking in the game for the Lady Salukis will be Allie Johnson. Jaslyn Robinson will take a seat. Coach Gray wants to talk to her real quick. Riggleman will bring the ball up to court this time for the Lady Warriors. Passes off there to Jones. Jones brings it back up top, takes the screen from Mason. Dribbles the right side back to Richardson up top, out near the volleyball line. And Coach Williams wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. 2:09 left on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead at 6-4. We're back in 30. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Still in timeout here. I guess it was a full timeout. But gives us a little bit more time to talk basketball. So far, the Lady Warriors just sticking with a 2-3 zone. Lady Salukis have kind of figured out a way to break it a little bit, a little change up in their offensive unit. They've been going to the right side in the corner and then going baseline and dumping it off to Kylie Richards.
If they haven't, she's got a couple baskets already. You've got to tell us that's what they're attempting to do about every time down. So we'll see what happens if any adjustments made. Red Hill's still playing the man-to-man defense.
Richardson gets it across the timeline, passes off to Jones here on the left side, goes low to Riggleman. Riggleman puts up a three-footer, no good. Ball tipped around. Squires tracked it down, gets it back up top to Richardson. Richardson tried to go right, stopped by Hannah Murray. She's going to pass off left side to Jones. Jones goes low to Riggleman. Riggleman getting double-teamed there, and jump ball called. It will be Lady Saluki basketball.
That's four turnovers now for Casey. Katie Moore, and I think who the other one was, able to get her to tie it up. I think Katie's one that actually grabbed the basketball and forced the tie up.
Murray passes off to Bowersock, into the corner to Johnson. Johnson back up top to Murray. She's going to drive the paint, tried to pass it off, throws it off of Mason. Richardson picks it up. Richardson quick tries to go up court quickly, gets it to Mason in the corner. Back up top, swings around to Riggleman for three. No good. Ball comes away to Jones with the rebound. Put back, no good. Bowersock pulls it down. She's going to hand the ball off to Murray. 1:15 left to go here in the first quarter. Murray gets it across the timeline. Passes off to Bowersock. Bowersock to Johnson in the right corner. Back to Bowersock on the right wing. Tried to go low. Ball comes to Johnson for eight. No good. Ball batted around by Richardson and out of bounds. It will stay Lady Saluki basketball.
That time they tried to force it in there. Kylie was kind of double and triple teamed. Ball got knocked away, but then out of bounds belonging to the Lady Salukis.
Lady Warriors starting to figure out the Lady Salukis offensive. Ball inbounded there to Bowersock just under the basket. Puts it up and good. Lady Salukis lead now to 8-4 with just 50 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Richardson gets it up to Mason. Mason tries to go baseline. Almost could have been called for the double dribble there, but not. Jones up top to Richardson. Richardson going to go back right side to Riggleman. Riggleman's going to drive in the paint, put up a floater, got it to fall off the backboard. Murray's going to bring it up the court with 27 seconds to go. Gets it across the timeline now, slowly passes off to Bowersock. Bowersock back to Murray. Murray's going to back it out. She sees the clock. They're going to run a little time off, and Bowersock will be called for travel there. With 16.7 seconds left to go.
Well, one thing that Casey can do, they can sag back in and double team inside and force Red Hill to try to hit the outside shot.
Richardson gets it across the timeline, spins off of Murray, picks up her dribble, passes off to Riggleman in the corner now. She's going to try to go baseline, passes back up to Richardson with 2 seconds left, puts up a floater, no good as time expires. We take a look at the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lady Salukis lead at 8-6 over the Lady Warriors. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lady Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, a service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Lady Warriors will start the second quarter with the basketball. I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley calling the game tonight. And Richardson will be called for a carry there. Quick turnover here.
I think it'll call traveling, too. I think he's carrying on holding it up, lost control of the basketball.
Murray brings the ball across the timeline, passes off to Bowersock on the right wing. into the corner, back to Bowersock. They're going to swing it around to Moore on the left side. She's going to pull up just inside the three-point line. No good. Riggleman comes away with the rebound. Outlets there to Richardson. She gets to the ball at the court. Wide open lane. She's going to pull up just inside the three-point line. No good. Moore's going to come away with the rebound. And pass off there to Murray. Murray with it now. Gets it up the court. Passes off to Bowersock. Bowersock to Johnson in the corner. Back and forth. They're going to get it back up to Murray. Murray off to Moore on the right left side. Murray back and forth with Moore. Looking for somebody open. Cross court pass to Bowersock for three. She was on line for two. No good. Richardson comes away with the rebound. Gets it up court quickly to Mason. Mason down over to Squires. Squires goes up strong. No good. But is fouled on the shot. Addie Squires will go to the line to shoot two. Foul goes against number four, Caitlin Bowersock, her first, team's third. So three fouls for the Lady Salukis, all on different players. Nobody in foul trouble at all. No fouls against the Lady Warriors with 7 minutes to go here in the first half. Squires' first free throw up, no good. Checking into the game for Ashlyn Jones is Sydney Hall returning. Also coming in for Caitlin Bowersock is Macy Schreer. And coming back into the game is number 14, Jaslyn Robinson, as Allie Johnson will take a seat. So a couple of changes there. Squire's second one is on its way. No good off the rim. Ball tipped around. Comes away to Robinson. She's going to hand it off to Murray. So 0 for 2 on free throw so far. Murray directing a little traffic. Passes off to Schreer. Schreer back up top to Murray. Going to go left side to Moore. Moore. Back to Murray, swinging it around, trying to find an open shot. Robinson's going to try and go baseline. Almost tapped away, thrown away there to Mason. She picks it up. She's going to pass off to Richardson. Richardson gets it across the timeline. Passes off there to Riggleman. Riggleman down low to Squires. Back up top to Richardson. Richardson stopped there by Richards. Passes off to Squires on the left wing. Dumps it down low to Riggleman. Riggleman tries to go baseline. Blocked away there by the Lady Salukis. And it will stay Lady Warrior basketball as it rolls out of bounds.
Katie Moore gave a little bit of size, but she was able to deflect the ball out of bounds.
Squires inbounding the ball. Gets it into Hall. Hall up top to Richardson. Richardson's going to back it out near the timeline. Passes off to Riggleman on the left side. Guarded there by Katie Moore. Back up top to Squires. Squires looking right side to Hall. Hall's going to drive right. Going to pick up her dribble back up top to Richardson. Richardson's going to reset the offense here. Guarded there by Hannah Murray, giving her a little bit of wiggle room. Over to the right side to Hall. Down low to Mason. Mason goes up strong against Richards. No good. Riggleman comes away with the rebound and jump ball called. Foul called. Going to go against Katie Moore. I believe that's her second foul.
That was a tough foul there because I looked at all ball there, but...
Bowersock will check in for Moore. She takes a seat with 5:45 left to go in the first half. Ball inbound to Richardson for three. No good. Schreer comes away with the rebound. Hands off to Murray. Murray's going to bring the ball up the court. She's going to go right side to Bowersock. Bowersock back to Murray. Pulls up for three. In and out. No good. Richards comes away with the rebound. Put back. No good. Ball batted around on the floor. Riggleman comes away with it. She's going to try and break away up here. Passes up to Squires and thrown ahead too far and thrown out of bounds.
Yeah, so Richards had a good chance for that rebound. I think she kind of shot a little bit too quickly.
Jones will come back into the game as Squires will take a seat. Lady Warriors only have 9 players on varsity. Bowersock with it on the right side. Passes off to Robinson. Back around is going to swing it to Schreer on the left wing. Back up top to Murray. Murray to Bowersock. Back to Murray on the top of the key. To Schreer. To Robinson in the corner. Tries to go inside to Richards. Richards tried to put up a shot. No good. And batted out of bounds there by Riggleman. So it will stay Lady Saluki basketball. Schreer will inbound. For the Lady Salukis, just under their own basket. Gets it into Hannah Murray from 5 foot out. No good. Ball tipped away by Richards.
So far, no scoring in this quarter. Still 8-6 Red Hill. We played just a little over 3 minutes in this second quarter.
I thought that might have went out on the Lady Warriors there, but two against one, it went out on Richards. Hall passes cross court to Mason. Mason's going to bring it back to the right side, and Kylie Richards will be called for her second foul. Oh. Team's fifth on the night so far. 4:40 left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Robinson will guard Mason as she tries to inbound it. Gets it to Richardson in the backcourt. Brings it across the timeline. Passes left side to Jones. Jones tried to go down low to Riggleman, and it will be out on the Saluki, so it will stay Lady Warriors basketball. Ball inbounded there to Jones. Tipped away by Hannah Murray, but put back good by Hall. So all tied up, 8-8. Murray gets it across the timeline to Bowersock on the right wing. Back to Murray. Swings it around to Schreer, who's going to pull up for three. Off the rim, no good. Ball batted around. Jones gets the rebound. Outlets there to Riggleman. Riggleman brings it across court. Gets it up top to Richardson. Richardson right side to Hall. Hall looking down low. Puts it on the floor. Loses control. Passes off to Mason now. Richardson with the ball. She's going to drive inside. Back up top to Hall. She eyed the three. Didn't take it. Passed off there to Jones. Back to Richardson. Going to reset the offense. Passes off to Riggleman, who's going to pull up for three from the right wing. No good. Schreer comes away with the rebound. Outlets to Murray. Murray getting the ball up court quickly. She's going to loop around and pass it over to Bowersock. Into Robinson in the corner now. Going to come back up top to Murray. Off to Schreer on the left side. Going to come back up top to Murray. Murray back to Schreer. She's going to drive the paint. Wide open lane. Going to pass back out to Bowersock, though. From 8 foot out. Put it up and got it to fall. 3:20 left to go here in the first half. 10-8 now in favor of the Lady Salukis. Richardson brings the ball up the court. She's going to dribble the right side to Hall. Hall's going to pull up just inside the three-point line. No good. In and out. Richards comes away with the rebound. Going to hand the ball off to Murray. Murray taking her time, bringing the ball up court. Passes off to Schreer on the left side. Into the corner to Robinson. Robinson's going to drive inside. Pass up top to Bowersock. Over to Schreer on the right wing. Inside to Richards as the ball falls away. Hall almost had it picked up, but Murray takes it away. Goes down low to Robinson. Back to Schreer. Schreer up top to Bowersock, just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound comes away to Rickman. Outlets there to Richardson. Richardson getting the ball up the court quickly. Down low into Mason. She goes baseline, puts up a shot. No good. Hall gets the rebound. Out to Jones, who pulls up inside the three-point line. Got it to fall. Back and forth they go. 10-10 now with 2:20 left in the first half. Murray up court quickly to Bowersock. And timeout called by Coach Gray. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Embraugh Federal Credit Union on the Best Way Express scoreboard. All tied up at 10 with 2:15 to go. We're back in 30. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, and Larry Bob's Pizza. Welcome back. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend. All tied up at 10 with 2:15 to go left here in the first half. Schreer takes the ball out of bounds, gets it into Murray on the right wing. Up top, now back to Schreer on the right wing. She's going to pull up for three. Got it to fall in. Schreer with the three-pointer there. Puts him up by three now, 13-10. Murray guarding Richardson there. Passes off to Hall. Hall goes down low to Jones. She tried to go up for a shot. And gets called for the travel, I believe.
Yes, yeah, it must have been. I didn't hear a whistle, but.
So, quick turnover there for the Lady Warriors. Murray will bring the ball up the court for the Lady Salukis. Going to go left side to Schreer. Schreer tried to go down low to Richards, but stolen away there by Richardson. Richardson gets the ball up court quickly to Hall. Hall just inside the three-point line. No good. Jones comes away with the rebound. puts up a shot, no good, and tapped out of bounds there by Murray.
I'm just kind of wondering, with Kylie Richards having two fouls, if Coach Tracy Gray might decide for this last minute half to not have her out on the floor.
Minute 36 left to go here in the first half. Ball inbounded there to Mason. Mason drives the paint, passes back out to Richardson for three. Gets it to fall. All tied up again at 13 now. Minute 25 to go. Murray's, or they're going to say it's a two-pointer. She was on the line. 13 to 12. Looked like it was a three. She must have stepped inside the line at the last second. Schreer goes down low to Robinson. Back out to Bowersock, who's going to pull it for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes away to Richards. Put back is no good. Ball tapped around to Schreer from 3 foot out. She gets it to fall. Schreer with the last 5 points for the Lady Salukis there. 15 to 12 with under a minute to go here in the first half. And Coach Williams wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. It's a 30-second timeout. So far, pretty good game for the Lady Salukis. 15 to 12. Lady Warriors sticking right there with them.
Yeah, these teams seem to be fairly even as far as I know. Murray Hill's 2-4, Casey's 3-3, which really means nothing because you don't know who everybody's played. But I know Red Hill's coming off a loss on Monday night at Olney against a good Lady Tigers team. So they've lost to Lawrenceville, Oblong, and I think I can't think of who else they've lost to, but they've beaten Palestine and Martinsville.
But height-wise, it's so far not had anything to do with it so far. Lady Salukis playing like they're the same height as these Lady Warriors.
I've got Red Hill out rebounding Casey by 2-14 to 12 right now. Of course, some of those are loose ball rebounds too. So
Riggleman brings it, drives left side. She goes all the way to the basket, puts it up and in. Brings them back within one, 15-14 in favor of the Lady Salukis. Murray gets it up court to Bowersock on the right wing, goes down low to Robinson. Robinson back to Murray. Murray drives inside, passes out, gets over to Bowersock in the left corner, back up top to Murray. Murray dribbles, going to go left side to Bowersock, eyed the three, puts it back up to Murray, who's going to pull up for the three, no good. Riggleman goes up strong, pulls away with the rebound, guarded there by Robinson. She's going to pass off to Richardson now, who's going to bring the ball up to court, gets it across the timeline. 14 left to go, into the corner to Squires, go down to Richardson, who goes up, no good. Richards comes away with the rebound. She's going to pass off to Murray with 3 seconds left to go. Murray comes down court, passes off to Schreer, who's going to pull up for three. No good as time expires here in the first half on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Lady Salukis going to the locker room, up 15 to 14 over the Lady Warriors. We'll go ahead and take a two-minute break and be back with halftime stats. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, you've been good this year. Give a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Here at halftime, where the Lady Salukis are taking on the Lady Warriors, so far defeating them 15-14 here as they went into the locker room. Tonight's halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. So far, Rob, it's been a strong first half for both teams. Lady Warriors were up on the board first, just not 10 seconds into the game, but it's been back and forth the whole time. Lady Salukis got up on them. But Lady Warriors not going away.
No, the Lady Salukis had a 4-point lead at one time at 8-4. And they had a couple 3-point leads late in the second half. But Casey's answered with all those, and it's 15-14 after Red Hill at 8-6 at the end of the first period. Rebounding, Red Hill, I have them with 15, and Casey Westfield with 13, and both teams with 7 turnovers. As far as the scoring, Macy Shears come off the bench and had 5. Kylie Richards and Caitlin Barsak each had 4 and 2 points for Jaslyn Robinson. And Jalen Riggleman leads Casey with 6. They've got 4 other players with 2 points. Again, Red Hill fell down 2-0. It was tied at 2, and it was tied at 8 early in the second quarter. Other than that, Red Hill's had the upper hand, but just by about more than just 2 or 3 points. So it's been a very close game. It's always been basically a one possession game.
Coach Jerome Williams been talking back and forth with his players there as they were bringing the ball up the court. He running a solid offense so far. He's getting the girls to get a lot of good ball movement, moving the ball very quickly. Got some good cross court passes. Had some good wide open opportunities for some good shots, but They didn't want to rush it. They were setting it up for a good shot, trying to throw the Lady Salukis off their game.
And the first 3-point shooting from very far out, both teams have had several opportunities on that. Macy Shears, the only one that's hit a 3 in the game. That's for Red Hill. But we thought that Ava Richardson had hit a 3, but they said her foot was on the line, so it was a 2-pointer, but it was right at that 3-point line. That's the last basket, I think, that made it 13-12 at that time. But like I said, the Salukis have 5 fouls in the first half, 2 on Katie Moore, 2 on Kylie Richardson, 1 on Caitlin Barasak. The Lady Warriors of Casey did not have a foul called against them, so it's been a fast game. Only 2 free throws attempted, and that was by Addie Squires of Casey, and she missed both of those.
But like you said, it's been a fast-paced game. Not a lot of fouls. I don't think I've ever seen a game where one team has gone without fouls.
You don't see it too often. Of course, Casey's playing the zone defense, and sometimes it's not a super aggressive. It's a little more, I won't say it's passive. It's not super, super aggressive. So, sometimes you stay out of foul time. You figure you're going to get something on a rebound once in a while or inside shot. But so far, no fouls in Casey. 5 on Red Hill. The key thing to watch is that Richards does have 2.
So as we wait for both teams to come back out on the floor, we'll go ahead and send it back for the studio for another 2-minute break, and we'll be right back to talk a little bit more basketball and second half action. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. PeopleState Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
The biggest variety of real country music.
WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Classic country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM.
The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Hello, this is Greg Lewis, inviting you to Customer Appreciation Day at Citizens National Bank of Albion, our Bridgeport Banking Center, located at 100 East State Street, December the 14th. Please join us from 8:30 until 10:30 for breakfast refreshments, and from 10:30 to 4 for assorted sandwiches. Again, that's 8:30 to 4, December the 14th.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
Tonight's halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Looking into the second half, Rob, I look for the Lady Warriors to really push the ball up the floor a lot more, kind of get a few more fast breaks in, kind of break that Saluki man-to-man defense.
I think special thinking on misses for both teams, I think they want to push it up and try to get into that offense or get something easier before the defense gets set up. But we're about ready to start this second half. And the Lady Salukis lead it by 1-15-14.
And Lady Salukis, not much to change up from their perspective. They've been getting the ball up the court fairly well, getting good ball movement, spreading out the Lady Warriors defense a little bit more and getting a little bit more baseline action, dumping it off in there to Richards.
They especially had some success early in the game, but then Casey started sagging in there and kind of double-teaming in there a little bit more, and it opened up some shots outside, but... Macy sure hit one of them, but not a lot of success in the three-point shooting or even just a perimeter shooting. So if they could take advantage of that and get a couple baskets there, it would help them.
Starting five for both teams out on the floor to start the second half here. Lady Saluki start out with the basketball, and we're off. Hannah Murray brings the ball across the timeline, passes off to Bowersock on the right side end of the corner to Robinson. Back up top to Murray. Gets it to Moore out near the volleyball line. She's going to hand it off to Murray. Murray looking left side. Back to Moore into the corner to Robinson. Robinson back up top to Murray. Lady Warriors still in the zone defense. Moore back to Robinson in the corner. Back up top. Bowersock with it. Swings it around to Murray. She takes a dribble inside. Going to bring it back up top to Bowersock. Bowersock tries to drive the lane. Almost lost it. Passes off to Moore. Cross court pass to Murray. Murray passes out to Robinson. Good ball movement all around. Murray with it now on the right side. Back up top to Bowersock. Pump fakes. Passes off to Robinson. Up top to Moore. Moore to Murray. Murray back to Moore. Back and forth they go. Over to Robinson in the corner. Trying to spread this defense out a little bit. Free up Kylie Richards. Over to Murray on the left wing. Bowersock back with it. Swings it around to Moore. Squires takes it. Almost stole it away. Goes into the backcourt. Moore picks it up. Gets it up court to Robinson. She's going to pull it from 4 foot out. Richards got the rebound, tried to go up strong, and is fouled on the way up.
And that's the first foul of the game against Casey, and it'll send Kylie Richards to the line for two.
That foul went against number three, Eva Richardson, her first, team first. And as you said, their first of the game. Richards at the line, first one on the way, got it to go. All basket there, 16-14 with 6:54 left to go here in the third quarter. Tonight's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber, Rutgers Candy, and Cunningham Young Funeral Home. Second one missed. Rebound from Robinson. Back up top to Moore. Murray's going to reset the whole thing. Gets it off to Moore on the left side. Into the corner to Robinson. Back up top to Moore. Moore with it now. Gets it over to Bowersock. Bowersock to Katie Moore. And it goes right through her hands and out of bounds. It will be Lady Warrior basketball.
So she's really had the ball for the first minute and a half. This will be I think Casey's first time with the ball.
Checking into the game, number 25, Emma Mason. She comes in for Ashlyn Jones. Giving them all a little bit of a break here and there. Coach Williams rotating very well. Squat. Riggleman got the inbound, went all the way to the basket, saw the lane, and goes up strong for two. She ties it back up.
I think that's the second time she's done that tonight.
Murray gets over to Bowersock. Back to Murray. Murray takes a step inside to the free throw line. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes away to Robinson. Gets over to Bowersock. Bowersock back to Murray. Murray to Moore on the left side. Fakes left. She's going to go back up top. Swings it around to Bowersock. She drives the lane. Puts it back out to Robinson. Robinson to Murray. Cross court there to Bowersock. Drives baseline. Hands off to Robinson. Up top to Murray. Moore for three. She got it to fall. Moore puts him back up by three, 19-16 with 5:50 to go. Richardson bringing the ball across court. She gets it tapped away there by Murray. Out of bounds, it will stay Lady Warrior basketball. Checking into the game is number 22, making her first appearance, Brittany White, or Wright, as Sydney Hall will take a seat. White. We'll get it inbounds to Mason. Mason going to drive left side against Richards. She puts up a shot. No good. And Katie Moore comes away with the rebound on the breakaway. It's 2-on-1. She's going to pull it back out. Going to bring it back out near the volleyball line. Pass off to Bowersock on the right side. She's going to hand off to Robinson in the corner. Back up top to Moore. Moore over to Murray to Bowersock on the left wing. Back up top to Murray. She eyed the three but going to pass it off. Back to Bowersock. Into the corner to Robinson. Looking inside, trying to get Richards open. Moore with it now on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Bowersock. Back up top to Murray. He's going to pull up just inside the three-point line. Got it to fall. Biggest lead so far of the night. 5-21-16 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Riggleman with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline. She's going to drive right side, dribble off her foot, but it goes into the hands of Wright. Wright tried to pass up to Richardson. Murray tried to knock it away, and it'll be off the hands of Richardson. It will be Lady Saluki basketball. Coach Williams wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. 4:48 left in the third quarter, 21-16 in favor of the Lady Salukis. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lady Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Tonight's game brought to you by Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV, Lazy 8 Body Shop. Lady Saluki come out of the timeout with the basketball. Murray with it now. Goes cross court to Moore. Moore with it back up top to Murray. Pass off to Bowersock, who tried to cut inside. Cross court pass to Moore. She's going to drive the lane, put up a shot, and a foul called.
It was a foul against KZ. Katie will go to the line for two.
That foul is against number 25, Emma Mason, her first, team second. Moore at the line to shoot her two. First one is up and on its way. Got it to wriggle in. 22-16. Biggest lead of the night so far, six. Looking to extend that to seven with 4:29 left to go here in the third quarter. Moore's second one is off the back of the rim, no good. Richards gets the rebound. Put back is good. Makes it 24-16 now.
That's 8 points in a row for the Lady Saluki since it was tied at 16. Almost stolen by Moore or Murray.
Richardson gets it off to Rice.
She does steal it.
Stolen away there by Murray. She gets it up court to Richards. Richards goes to the basket. No good on the shot. Richardson gets the rebound, but knocked away there. Tied up on the floor. Jump ball. It will be Lady Warrior basketball. Hannah Murray all over the court on that time. She got the steal and came down court, almost stole it back there. A little full court pressure put on by the Lady Salukis. Riggleman with the basketball, tried to go all the way, passes off to Wright, gets it back up top to Richardson, tried to drive the lane. Stolen away there by Robinson. Now back from Richardson. She tried to put up a shot, no good. Mason comes away with the rebound. Passes out, gets it to Riggleman, who's going to pull it for three, buries it. Riggleman gets the three-pointer, 24-19 now, in favor of the Lady Salukis. Murray gets it up court to Bowersock. Bowersock into the corner to Robinson, back up top to Murray. Murray goes left side to Moore. Moore goes right side to Murray. She's going to bring it back up top, doesn't like it. Moore passes off to Bowersock into Robinson in the corner. Back up top to Moore, out near the timeline. Pass off to Murray. Murray with it now. Goes inside to Bowersock, who's going to pull it from 5 foot out. Got it to go. Lady Salukis up by seven now with 3:05 left in the third quarter. Richardson gets it across timeline into the corner to Squires. Squires with it now. She's going to put up a shot blocked there by Bowersock. Murray gets the rebound. She's going to bring it up court quickly. Going to drive inside to the free throw line, pass out to Bowersock. Going to swing it around to Moore. Moore with it on the left wing. Going to drive back up top. Bowersock from the right wing for three. Off.
No, it bounced around, went
bounced
in.
Around. I thought it was going to go out, but Bowersock gets the three.
It was coming out.
Biggest lead so far, 29-19 with 2.5 to go. Richardson gets it across court, and Murray will be called for the reach-in foul there.
Her first team's. First of the half.
Checking into the game, Sydney Hall, as Squires will take a seat. Coach Williams getting each girl a little bit of rest time, but I believe Richardson's been in the whole game so far.
I think she has.
Ball tried to go inbound there to Riggleman, but Katie Moore knocked it right back out of bounds. 2:27 left on the clock here in the third quarter on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Mason will inbound the ball for the Lady Warriors. She'll get it in there to Richardson. Richardson brings it up top near the volleyball line. Guarded there by Murray. Passes off to Hall. Hall almost lost it there. Bowersock guarding her. She gets it off to Richardson on the left wing. Brings it back up top. And called for the travel.
It's now 10 turnovers for Casey. Lady Salukis have 8.
Lady Salukis will inbound it in front of the Lady Warriors bench. And timeout called by Coach Williams. We'll go ahead and take a timeout, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. 2:12 left here in the third quarter. Lady Salukis lead at 29-19. We're back in 30. You're listening to Lady Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippet Sweet Teas. Lady Salukis have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Stolen away there by Squires, though. Richardson with it goes down low to Riggleman. Riggleman goes up strong. Got it to go and goes to the line for the and one. That foul will go against number 2, Katie Moore.
Be 3 on, I believe, Katie.
Team's second of the half. 2:05 to go. Riggleman will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw on its way. Got it to go. 29-22 in favor of the Lady Salukis. Full court press put on by the Lady Warriors. Ball goes through the hands of Murray, right into the hands of Richardson. Richardson passes off to Hall. Hall goes down to Mason near the baseline. Mason's going to bring it back up top. Picks up a dribble, cross-court pass to Richardson. Richardson backs out near the timeline, going to drive right side. Tried to go up, and foul called. Foul will go against number three, Hannah Murray. Team's third foul.
And she's going to get two free throws for Eva Richardson. So that's 2 points tonight.
Two fouls on Hannah Murray so far. Richardson will go to the line, shoot two. 1:47 left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard here in the third quarter.
10-point lead could go down to five if he makes these free throws.
First one is up off the front of the rim, no good. Richardson has shot a good majority of the shots so far tonight, just either coming up short or just a little too much on it. Second free throw on its way, off to the side, no good. Didn't hit rim, so it will be out of bounds for the Lady Salukis. Coach Williams has a full court press going on since that timeout. Moore gets the inbound. She gets it up court quickly. Broke that full court pressure there. Moore going to bring it out near the volleyball line. Gets it over to Murray. Murray directing traffic. Gets it to Robinson. Robinson goes down low to tried to go down low to Bauer Sox. Stolen away there by Riggleman. And Katie Moore will be called for the reach-in foul.
That's four on Katie then.
Macy Schreer will check in for Katie.
Oh, they call it on, they're just showing three up there for her. Okay.
So Schreer will come in for Moore as she takes a seat. Riggleman will inbound the ball. Gets it in to Richardson. Tipped away there. Richards comes away with it. Passes up to Bowersock. Bowersock gets it to Murray as she jumps across the half-court line.
Made sure she was in the front court.
Picks up her dribble, passes off to Robinson. Robinson drives the lane, puts up a floater, the rim, toilet bowl, it goes in.
Who was that? Was that Robinson?
Robinson on that shot there. 105 to go, 31-22 in favor of the Lady Salukis. Richardson gets it across the timeline to Squires. Squires on the left wing, passes up to Mason. Mason tries to drive inside the paint and called for the travel.
Yep. 12 turnovers for the Lady Warriors.
Schreer will inbound the ball, gets it into Murray. Murray guarded there by Squires.
Rushing traffic, send everyone else to get down the floor. Let me bring it up myself.
Gets it across the timeline. She's going to drive the paint. Pass off to Richards.
Oh, nice
goes
play.
Up strong.
That was a nice one.
Lead, biggest lead of the night so far, till 11, 33-22 on the Best Way Express scoreboard with 35 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Richardson with it, going to go left side to Squires down in the corner. Squires guarded by Robinson. She's stolen away there by Macy Schreer on the breakaway. Coast to coast, up, and it falls in. Macy Schreer with the steal, assisted there by Robinson.
Right.
Went off her fingertips there.
Up by 13 now.
10 seconds left on the clock. Richardson passes off to Riggleman. Riggleman going to try and drive right side through the lane. Stolen away there by Robinson. Robinson going to try and go coast to coast before time expires. Puts up a five-footer. No good. And Riggleman got the rebound as time expires in the third quarter. Lady Salukis up on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 35-22. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Lady Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Fourth quarter of action just getting underway. Lady Salukis start out with the basketball. Inbound to Macy Schreer just inside the three-point line. No good. Richards gets the rebound, up and in for two. Quick 2 points to start off the fourth quarter here.
Lady Saluki scored 20 points that third quarter after scoring 15 in the first half.
Riggleman brings the ball up court, takes a screen from Richardson, dumps it out to Squires, back to Riggleman down low, puts it up, no good on the shot, but is fouled on her way up. That foul will go against number 3, Hannah Murray. That is her third foul, team's fifth, so Riggleman will go to the line to shoot two here.
Riggleman's been the go-to person for Casey Westfield, 14 points, 14 to their 22, now 15.
She makes her first free throw there, 37-23 now. Down by 14 with 7:38 to go here in the game. Riggleman's second one is on its way. Got them both. Down by 13 now. 37-24 in favor of the Lady Salukis. Ball inbounded to Hannah Murray. Telling everybody else to get down court. She'll take it herself. Gets it across timeline guard there by Richardson. They switch to man-to-man. Hannah Murray goes up strong to the basket.
Finally rolls it in.
Puts it up. It goes to the back spring box and finally takes a roll in. Riggleman brings the ball up court, guarded there by Schreer. Riggleman passes off to Richardson. Richardson goes right side to Hall. Hall back up top to Riggleman. Riggleman backs it back out. She's going to try to drive the paint. Tipped away there by Schreer. Picked up by Bowersock. Bowersock's going to outlet there to Murray. She's going to slowly bring it up court. Dribbles left side, faked out Richardson, tried to go down low to Richards.
Good idea,
nice
but
pass. Stolen away there by Hall, quickly up court to Richardson. Down to Mason. Mason cross court pass to Riggleman. From the elbow at the free throw line, no good. Richards tried to pull it down. Riggleman gets the rebound there. Richards tried to go up, but I believe Riggleman will be called for the over the back. And it will be Lady Saluki basketball. It is Riggleman, her first, team third. Checking into the game as Squires takes a seat is number 22, Brittany Wright.
Well, the Lady Saluki's, when Casey put the press on there in the middle of the third quarter, turned it over a couple times, but they've been able to handle the ball the last time, getting it to Hannah Murray, who's got it right now.
Also checking into the game, Ashlyn Jones comes in for Emma Mason. Murray gets across timeline, guarded there by Richardson. Pass off to Robinson, gets it to Schreer. Schreer goes down low to Bowersock, goes baseline, gets it to Murray from 8 foot out, in and out, no good. Jones comes away with rebound, outlets there to Richardson. Richardson's going to bring the ball up court, gets it up to Riggleman. Riggleman dribbling left side, looking for someone, flashing, nope. Goes up top to Jones. Jones down low to Wright. Wright put up a shot, no good. Ball brought down by Riggleman and jump ball called. It will stay Lady Warrior basketball with 6:04 left on the clock. So Lady Warriors will have it under their own basket here. Lady Warriors were trying to figure out if it was their ball. Gets it inbound to Wright. Blocked there by Richard. Stolen away. She thought about going coast to coast but didn't. She's going to pass off to Murray. Murray passes off to Schreer on the right side, gets it over to Robinson in the corner. Robinson up top to Richards, who's going to pull up just inside the three-point line and got it to fall. 41-24 in favor of the Lady Salukis. Richardson going to bring the ball up the court. It's going to drive right side, pass it off to Hall. Hall up top to Jones. Jones passes off to Wright. Wright goes, tried to go down low to Richardson. Almost stolen away by Murray, but Robinson picked it up and jump ball called.
It'll be Red Hill ball, so it'll be a turnover against Casey Westfield. I got them now with 17 to 11 in turnovers for Casey against Red Hills.
Squires and Mason check back into the game as Jones and Wright check out. Ball. Bowersock tried to throw the ball in there that time and threw it off a Casey Warrior player. Got it into Murray, down to Richards, and up for two. Lady Salukis now up by 19.
This has to be their best game of the year, especially this way this second half has gone.
Richardson drives the paint, passes out to Mason. Mason puts up a shot, no good. Richards comes away with the rebound. She's going to outlet there to Murray. Murray going to bring the ball up court slowly with 5 minutes left on the clock. Guarded there, picked up by Richardson at half court. Behind the back, she goes to Bowersock. Bowersock drives the lane, goes up strong, got it to fall, and one. Richardson will be called for the blocking foul as Bowersock will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. Checking into the game for Sydney Hall will be Ashlyn Jones. That is Richardson's second foul, team's fourth. Only four fouls for the Lady Warriors this whole game so far. Bowersock at the line to make an old-fashioned three-point play. It is up. Got it to fall. Score now 46-24. Lady Saluki's up by 22. The biggest lead of the season for them, I believe.
And I think the point totals are highest. They've outscored Casey the second half, 31-10.
Riggleman passes off to Mason. Mason goes baseline, puts up a floater. No good, but fouled on the way up. That foul goes against number 55, Kylie Richards, her third, team six of the half. So Mason will go to the line to shoot two here with 4:39 left to go here in the game. Lady Salukis lead at 46-24 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Mason's first one is up and off the back of the rim, no good. She will have another chance to get the lead down to 21 as Mason gets set for the second one. It is up and got it to go. Lead cut to 21 now. And Coach Williams wants a timeout. We'll take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Lady Saluki's lead at 46-25. We're back in 30. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
My name is Fred England, and I am the administrator of the Lawrence County Health Department. This is a special year for the Health Department as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, or Diamond Jubilee, of service to the residents of Lawrence County and beyond. If you have not had an opportunity to utilize any of our services, we would welcome a phone call at 618-943-3302. Or even a personal visit. Or also, you can visit our website to learn more of our services offered. It is our privilege and honor to serve those entrusted in our care. Thank you.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, as we are still here in timeout. Lady Warriors kind of coughing up a little bit here as Lady Salukis have been shutting them down on the defensive side of the court and just penetrating Casey Westfield's defense.
Hannah's been able to bring the ball up and kind of dribble to the middle, and she's dished it off several times to Kylie Richards, I think three times this quarter.
And Macy Schreer, a big help so far. She has gotten a couple of steals, a couple of fast breaks, and had the first three of the game there in the first half. Mm-hmm. Ball inbounded to Murray there. Full court press put on by the Lady Warriors.
2-1-2 zone press.
Bowersock gets it.
And
Tracy Gray's going to call a timeout.
A 30-second timeout.
We're going to keep it here with 4.5 left to go here in the game. Lady Salukis are up 46-25. I don't think Coach Gray was ready for that full court press.
Well, thinking about now that she's seen it, she can, make some adjustments to how you want to attack it, too.
And she comes out of that timeout. Lady Salukis are getting ready as they were getting ready to break that full court press there. Bowersock was getting ready to pass it up court there to Murray. But I believe there was a Lady Warrior just shortly behind her there. Bowersock to inbound the ball. Gets it into Schreer. Schreer going to bring it across the timeline. Picked up there at half court. Breaks it. Gets over to Bowersock on the left side. Up top to Murray. Murray's going to back it out near the timeline. Set up a play. Gets over to Robinson on the right side. Robinson dribbles inside. Dumps it down to Bowersock. Tipped away there by Jones on the floor. And jump ball called. It will be Lady Warrior basketball. 4:08 now left to go here in the game. Lady Warriors with the basketball. Richardson will bring the ball up the court this time. Picked up at half court by Ada Murray. Goes right side to Squires. Squires gets it back up top to Jones. Jones looking inside for a cutter. Nobody there. Passes left side to Richardson. Richardson guarded closely there by Hannah Murray. Passes off right side to Mason. Mason guarded by Robinson. Tried to go baseline. Dumps it down and low into Jones. Back out to Mason. Mason's going to bring it back up top to Richardson. Richardson goes left side to Riggleman. Riggleman fakes left side. Goes baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. Bowersock comes away with the rebound. Going to outlet there to Murray. Murray's going to slow it down. up by 21 with 3.5 left to go. Gets cross court to Bowersock. Bowersock goes left side, sees a lane to the basket, puts it up and in. Lead differential is 23 now, 48-25 with 3:10 to go. Coach Williams going to get a new four in there. Next dead ball. Shot put up by Richardson. No good. Robinson comes away with the rebound. Murray picked up three quarters court there by Richardson. Gets it across court to Bowersock. She's going to drive the lane again. Dumps it back to Richards. Puts up a shot. No good. Tipped around. Richards saved it and throws it off of Mason. And it will stay Lady Saluki basketball. Checking into the game is Brittany Wright. Gwendolyn Eckerty, Jenny Davidson, and Sydney Hall coming back in, I believe. Ball inbounded to Schreer. She pulls up just inside the three-point line, buries the two. 50-25 now with 2:40 to go. Riggleman will bring the ball up the court, gets it across the timeline, picked up there by Schreer. She's going to dribble left side. She's going to go baseline, put up a floater, got it to fall from 5 foot out. Ball inbounded to Bowersock. Pass back to Murray. Murray's going to bring it across the timeline. Lady Warriors back to that zone defense, 2-3. Murray with it out near the timeline with 2:15 to go. Going to waste a little clock back and forth with Schreer. Now getting Bowersock in on it. Almost tipped away there by Eckerty. Schreer's going to drive the right side. Pass out to Robinson just inside the three-point line. No good. Schreer comes away with the rebound, but tied up. It'll be jump ball. It will be Lady Saluki basketball as they get a new four in there. It will be Street, Johnson, Duncan, and Lytle. Schreer will inbound the ball to Duncan, gets it out to Johnson. Johnson with it now to Schreer. Schreer just inside the three-point line, no good. Ball tipped around there, and a whistle blows. As Duncan went to the floor. And that foul, there's a foul on the floor. It will be against number 25, the Lady Saluki. So Kenna Duncan, that is her first foul, team seventh. So they'll go to the other end of the court to shoot 1-1. And the buzzer blows as they thought there was a substitute coming in, but Coach Gray just talking with him. So to the line is Brittany Wright. She will try and hit the first to get the second, and first one no good. Riggleman comes away with the rebound, put back, no good. She gets the rebound again, put back, blocked, but fouled on the shot. Riggleman will go to the line to shoot two. That foul will go against number 13 of the Lady Salukis. That is Alyssa Street. Her first, team's eighth. So Riggleman at the line to shoot two. First one on its way, off the front of the rim, no good. Checking into the game for the Lady Salukis is number 21, Emma Robinson. She checks in for Schreer. Schreer will take a seat. She has had a phenomenal night so far. She had a there before the buzzer beater in the JV game. She almost had a three, but time expired. That second free throw was made, 50-28. And a timeout called. We'll go ahead and take one with you. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. It's full timeout. Lady Saluki's up 50-28. You're listening to Lady Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Time for the weather to change. Embraer Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Embraer Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbraerFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Embraer Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Timeout was cut short. Turnover by the Lady Salukis as Lytle traveled there and tie up. And it was a jump ball there, and it will stay Lady Warrior basketball with a minute and a half left to go here in the game. Lady Salukis up 50-28 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. It will be Lady Warrior basketball just in front of their bench. Lady Salukis putting on some pressure here. Inbounded there to Wright. Wright gets it back to Eckerty. Eckerty up top to Riggleman. She's going to drive left side, pass it out to Hall. Hall's going to drive the lane, put up a floater, no good. Ball rebounded there by Lytle. Lytle's going to bring it up herself. She's double-teamed there now. Gets help from Johnson. Johnson gets across the timeline to Duncan. Back up top to Johnson. Johnson splits two defenders. Tried to go down low and thrown out of bounds off of the Lady Warriors, so it will stay Lady Saluki basketball.
Just a minute four to go. Saluki's Lady Saluki to pick up their third win of the season.
And kind of a record-breaking night for the Lady Salukis. Ball inbound to Alyssa Street, who goes up strong underneath the basket and gets a good easy two. 52-28, their biggest lead and most points they've scored in the second half and the whole game, I believe.
They only had 15 points at halftime.
Riggleman tried to drive the lane there, and there was a foul on the floor. That foul will go against number 21, Emma Robinson, her first, team's ninth. So Riggleman will be at the line to shoot bonus with 49.5 seconds left to go here in the game. Got to hit the first to earn the second. First one on the way. In and out, no good. And Robinson comes away with the rebound, and ball rolls out of bounds off of the Lady Salukis, and it will be Lady Warrior basketball underneath their own goal. Ball inbounded to Riggleman. Pulls up for three, no good. Johnson comes away with the rebound, quickly double-teamed, puts it on the floor, picks up her dribble, gets help from Lytle. Lytle will bring in the ball across court, gets it into Robinson in the corner, back up top to Johnson. Johnson will try and drive the lane, but called for travel. Tried to split two defenders there, didn't know what she wanted to do with it.
25.4 to go.
Riggleman will get the inbound, slowly bringing the ball up the court. Gets it across the timeline, picked up there by Robinson. Going to dribble right side, and she will travel as well. Thought she could get away
trying to make
it.
A spin move out front there, but she's the only starter left in the game. Of course, Casey only had nine players dressed, so they left her out there because she's been by far the best player that Casey has on the floor.
Almost looked like the NBA there for a second. Thought she was going to get away with it. Ball to Duncan from the corner. No good off the top of the backboard. And a foul called on the floor as Davidson got that rebound. Foul will go against number 24. That is Kinley Lytle, her first, team's 10th. So Davidson will go to the other end of the court and shoot two with 6.5 seconds left to go. So Davidson at the line to shoot two here as all the referees get on the same page. First one is up and on its way. Off the side of the rim, no good. Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott Self-Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Jenny Davidson at the line to shoot her second one. It is up and no good, but Robinson crossed the line, so Davidson will get a shot at another one there. She was a little early. She anticipated it a little too soon. So Davidson will have one more here. Gets set for it. It is on its way. Off the side of the rim, no good. Went 0 for 3 there. Robinson gets the rebound with 2 seconds left. Gets it up court. And as they stop the clock with 0.3 seconds left, and Robinson goes out of bounds, it will be Lady Warrior basketball with 0.3 seconds left on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Riggleman will inbound it. Lady Salukis putting on pressure. Up by 24, ball inbounded. And as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Lady Salukis lead it, win it 52-28 over the Lady Warriors. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your postgame stats and some words from Coach Tracy Gray and the Ford Tough Player of the Game. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the primary care clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cashback options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com.
Lady Salukis win it here, score of 52-28. Rob, I'll go ahead and send it over to you for the post-game stats. It's going to be a kind of a record-breaking night for the Lady Salukis.
For the 52 points, 52-28 win over a KZ Westfield team that came in with a record of 3-3. One of the best performances, I think, for the Lady Salukis over in the last several years. A double win, the JV team won handily by a score of 26-10. Lady Salukis had two players in double figures. They had Kylie Richards had 15, Caitlin Bowersack had 14, Macy Shear off the bench with 9, 4 points apiece for Katie Moore, Hannah Murray, and Jaslyn Robinson. For KZ, Jalen Brigelman had 19. Salukis had 27 rebounds to 20 for KZ Westfield and 13 turnovers to 18. Red Hill led by 2 at the end of the first quarter, 8-6, and just had a 1-point lead, 15-14 at the break, but outscored KZ 20-8 in that third quarter to take a 35-22 lead, and outscored them 17-6 in the fourth quarter. So they outscored KZ 37-14 in the second half. They win it 52-28. As I said, they're now at 3-4 in the season. I think last year they just won 3 ball games all year, so a good performance by the Lady Salukis. Offensively, defensively, the best game they probably had in several years. I think Tracy Gray will probably agree with that. If not, then I don't know. But in my opinion, it's got to be one of the best games they've had for a while.
It is definitely the best one we have called so far. It was very well played back and forth. I thought both ways for both teams, it was a very well hard-fought game by both teams. Offensive units for both of them really got some good ball movement, got great shots off. They didn't really rush any shots. So it was well hard fought and tough game both ways.
It was, like I said, Lady Salukis are at 3-4. That's a conference win for Red Hill. So I don't know if they won a conference game last year or not, too. That may be their first conference win in a couple of years. But as you get close to the holiday break, Christmas holiday break, you know, things are looking up for this. As even Tracy said the last game when they played Lawrenceville, you saw a lot of positives. They lost a tough game to Alney the other night, but Alney's, I know they're always a strong team. So, but this is another building block stepping stone for Red Hill.
And it is about that time. It is time to pick the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. I got an idea.
I do
but
too, but I'm going to go with someone who didn't score a lot of points. Handled the ball very well, got the ball in the middle, and was a pest on defense. Hannah Murray,
that is an excellent choice. She is always a tough little player. Mm-hmm, she is quick, agile, gets. She crashes the boards as much as she can. She gets a rebound or two here every once in a while, and very, very tough, hard-fought player. Yeah. And she's just as athletic as her brother is.
Yeah, she just didn't have a lot of size and everything like that. But then she overcomes that with her quickness and things. And I thought in the second half, especially when she got the ball up to the center court or the free throw line, she was able to break down the defense and got I think three passes. Assists at least to Kylie Richards there in that that fourth quarter. You know, Kylie got some easy baskets off that.
And we're still waiting on Coach Tracy Gray. We'll go ahead and send it back for a quick commercial break and be right back with words from Tracy. You're listening to Lady Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Okay, we're back here at Red Hill Junior Senior High School with Lady Saluki coach Tracy Gray. The Lady Salukis, two wins tonight. JV win 26-10 over Casey. The varsity impressive performance, 52-28. Probably one of the best performances, not for just this year, for the last couple of years. Overall, I think you have to be pleased with that team play.
Yeah, we started the night off really good at the JV. I think that helped set the tone for a lot of those kids. I said downstairs that Allie Johnson, she was dominant tonight.
Yeah.
In that JV game.
Yeah.
I mean, she was doing a lot of things right. She's really been busting it in practice, and you could tell tonight that she's kind of seeing the floor. She's pushing herself to do things that are kind of out of her, sometimes out of her comfort zone, but she did those tonight, and she really set the tone with how hard she was playing, and I felt like she spurred a lot of those kids on in the JV game, and that just carried over to the varsity game. We struggle sometimes with running an offense and not getting in a hurry just to take the first shot we get. And especially against a zone, that everyone packs it in against Kylie and takes Kylie away. And they had two people on Kylie the whole night. I mean, she couldn't cut from high to low. So we really talked to those kids. We've been working on penetrating the seams. You know, making that extra pass, and they really did a good job tonight of moving the ball outside on the perimeter and finding the skip and attacking the basket. That everyone was aggressive. Kat went at the basket a couple times, got a couple buckets and got fouled. Hannah Murray took some shots, and she's very capable of hitting those outside shots, and hopefully that will give her a little bit of confidence. Alyssa Street did well in the JV game, and she's kind of been pushing Kylie a little bit in practice, and that's helping Kylie. So we kind of had to guard number 10, the Riggleman girl, by committee at times. Katie Hatter did a pretty good job. Katie was just a little bit small to guard her because she'd take her down and post her up. But we made some adjustments and double-teamed, and we got some turnovers there. We ended up putting Macy Shear on her when Katie got in trouble, foul trouble. Macy did a great job for a freshman out there guarding her. Hannah guarded her a couple times. Jaslyn had her once. Kat had her. So it was really by committee, and that was really their go-to player. And would have really liked to have seen us block out a little bit better. I think we're not holding our blockouts long enough, and we're not necessarily judging the ball coming off the rim and jumping at the right time. So those are things we have to work on. But it's like I told the kids downstairs, we have to go forward. You know, we usually have this, and we do really well, and then we go backwards the next day at practice. So we have to continue to go forward and keep working. And the good thing is the JV kids look so good. Now when the JV kids get confidence and in practice, now they're going to start playing harder, and they're going to get better, and so that pushes your varsity kids. And when we mix them up, that really pushes them all to get better. So we've been really kind of trying to do that, and we want the kids to be aggressive and look for shots. Look for a chance to drive, attack people. Because previously, it's like I talked about when we played Oblong. We would just go in there, and they had a big girl, and she was swatting everything we threw up because we weren't getting into her. When you have a shot blocker, you've got to get into their body, and we've been working on that. So really proud of all the kids. Thought they really did a good job. It's like I've been telling them. They're pretty good at defense. I mean, defense is definitely something they've bought into, and we do okay with that. And so we're going to have to continue to work on that. There's a few things we've got to fix, but no coach is ever going to say their team's perfect. We're always going to find something wrong. So it was a good team win.
Well, I thought one of the keys, especially in the second half, was Hannah Murray handling the press, getting the ball, and feeding Kylie Richards two or three times. And I thought she was a pest on defense.
Yeah, Hannah's not – I won't tell you Hannah's the fastest girl in the world, but Hannah has this – she has this way of being in the right spot at the right time. And her and Kylie really have a connection and know where the other one is going to be. And, you know, we don't usually have to worry about a press a lot with Hannah. And Katie can dribble that ball. And when you put Katie and Hannah back and you put Kat or Macy in the middle, it kind of, you know – it's our press breaker is a lot better than it was before, but it was good to see these kids perform so well. And because I get worried, I told them they looked up at the scoreboard and they were ahead, and they started talking about. I said, no, the score is 0-0. I said, it's a tie game. You got to keep working as hard as you have been, because a lot of time with girls, they'll see they're ahead by a lot, and then they kind of go backwards and relax, and you know they're not playing as hard or doing certain things right. So I wanted them just to keep competing at that same level they had been the whole time. And that's been big for us. I've been preaching compete. We've done some things differently in practice to make it more competitive just in some drills. And it's really helped.
And not only was this a win, it was a conference win. Yeah. Hadn't won for
We haven't had one of those for a while, so yeah.
And it's a building block.
Yeah, it is. We're still pretty young. Kylie and Jazz play a lot, and we've got Kenna out there. But, you know, we rely a lot on Kylie, and she did better tonight. She didn't get in foul trouble. I trusted her to stay out there when she got that foul, and I left her in. And you know, she didn't do anything stupid, and so her defense was better tonight, and we were able to keep her on the floor. And just her presence down low. I mean, she didn't get a lot of looks. A lot of her stuff was off of rebounds. You know, and she doesn't get a lot of calls. Like, she had that layup, and I think they kind of undercut her. But she's so big and strong that she just doesn't get calls like that. She's just not going to get them. And so we were pleased with her effort. And Jasmine Robinson's just – she's a pretty good defender. She's not always going to give you 20 points or anything like that, but she's going to get you rebounds, and she'll play some quality defensive minutes for you.
Well, congratulations on this win as you head forward.
Thank you.
Ladies Saluki coach Tracy Gray. Ladies Salukis defeat KZ Westfield by a score of 52-28. They also win the JV game 26-10.
And I couldn't have said it any better myself. Coach Tracy Gray, heck of a coach. She helps, like she said, both JV and varsity. When you mix them together, they're unstoppable, and they showed it here in this varsity game. And they're going to be a hard team to defeat as the season moves forward.
I think so. They gained some confidence and everything, and so you know, we'll see what happens as the season progresses.
And that'll just about do it for us here tonight. We will see you all tomorrow from Olney Richland County High School, where the boys will take on the Olney Tigers, and we'll probably be on between 7 and 7:15.
7:30. And then turn right back and have an early morning breakfast call, almost a noon game at Wayne City against Sisney. So
We got a full schedule for the weekend, so we hope you can join us.
Fill up the van with gas.
There we go. For Bill Schroed back at the studio keeping us on air, Rob McKinley, I'm Ryan Seed saying Stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraugh Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki Basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports, WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.